Dave and Jay versus the world.
Nice.
Oh, my fault. I thought.
Fuck. Welcome.
And we're live.
Welcome to another wonderful episode of Dave and Jay versus the world.
Hello, Dave.
Hello, Jay. How are you?
This is getting better.
This is getting better. That was much smoother.
Yeah.
I think we're going to do...
We didn't have background noise of people talking
nothing,
shit
nothing.
Before they
and
left.
And our video, whatever audio issues there may have been on the last episode, that's a thing of the past, guys. It's a thing of the past. We're here. We're professional.
Yeah.
We're sharp. And we're giving you a clean-cut product.
We're definitely getting better.
I think so.
Yeah. I actually I was surprised on like how good the feedback was. I mean, I knew it was okay, but like...
I mean, I knew we were doing good.
Everybody, like, you know, like, with the support and the love and the outpouring of, like, the sharing and everything. Like,
I'm going to toot our own horn
here. I just couldn't believe it, man.
I'm going to toot our own horn here. I'm going to bring up a little bit of analytics. I planned on doing this later on, but you got me excited. You're talking about the thing that rubs me the right way.
Mm.
And I'm going to show you a little bit of this real quick after I log in. But yeah, man, the people that came out... solicited or otherwise.
Oh my god. I was texting fucking everybody. I texted my mother, you know? Like,
yeah.
I like tagged her and she's like, How do you play this?
How do you do the iTunes?
Jakey, I don't know what I'm doing.
That's what your mom sounds like to me, right? How do you do the iTunes, Jay?
I take that back. She might be listening. She doesn't sound like
my mom does not listen to love you, mom.
Pretty normal.
108 listens on the it's been a clean week. Right? So, actually, no, because it took a couple of days. So, it's been 5 days since we got it up. In 5 days, we've got 108 plays, which is pretty substantial considering
something light for the boys.
Well, our following on Instagram is 160 people. So, what's that retention rate there, baby? That's fucking, what, 60, 70%?
Not a mathematics.
Not,
guy, but
not,
that's
math
more than
not
two-thirds.
The strong point. It's much better. All right, now real quick. So, that's just on the audio aspect. And yeah, I know I'm bothering you guys with the numbers, but I'm a numbers guy, okay? And and it really does.
I'm just how I feel.
32 on the YouTube, which the YouTube only got up a few days ago. What, two days ago? Three days ago?
Yeah, you did a great job with that,
yeah,
too,
I dropped
Dave.
The ball the first time.
My wife was just like, this is just flat out bad at the
that
end.
That is a critique
there
of love, though. That's all support.
That
and she just
up at
us
the
to
end,
know.
And it was just.
But also, yeah, I've got no excuse. Let me move on from that.
We're getting better.
But
this one
on
might.
Here.
This one might go up.
This is
okay.
Gonna. This is. I mean, this one's gonna. We're gonna fucking crush it. You're welcome, by the way, for everything that you're listening to right now. And the other thing that we got that I really want to toot is 24. Five-star ratings.
24.
Wow.
Five-star ratings.
I mean, we're basically a
celebrities?
Big fucking deal.
Oh.
I think we are.
Local celebrities.
I think we are. Now, we don't have...
Told you,
I know
we'll
we've got sponsors
famous.
Beating down the door, and it's really ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of keep saying, I go to the email, and I go, hey, one at a time. Can you form a line, or
yep.
Can you at least...
We
I'm
got
trying to...
Some big ones, too.
It's some real big
Pornhub.
Ones. Pornhub.
Walmart.
Walmart did. Well, you know...
Big ones.
They reached out for the sneaker deal. They reached out for the action
But they only
deal.
Have, like, slides, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm not opposed to slides, but we're
they don't really have actual sneakers that you lace up at Walmart.
No,
it's
which
just
is...
Velcro and slides.
Yeah, well, right now we're...
I used to run.
We're in conversations with Shaq because he has that line in Walmart. He's got Shaqs.
Yeah,
they want to do a Dave and Jay vs. the World Shaq edition, and so...
It was like $13 for a pair of sneakers,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it's really... I mean, we're trying to make them affordable for you guys because, you know...
Let me ask you something. How many times did you listen to the podcast?
Oh, five? I think I listened to it about five times.
I think I did three and watched it twice.
Well, because I listened to it in different... Because, you know, I was doing the editing process, and so I listened to different chunks over. And what's really pathetic is the big, stupid smile on my fucking face listening to you and I talk brings me a tremendous amount of joy, and it's disgusting because I'm so narcissistic
mm-hmm.
that nobody should be able to listen to... their own stupid shit and laugh as if it's the first time they're hearing it, which is genuinely what I was doing. I would say something and I would slap my own leg and I go, fuck, I'm funny, man. Fuck, I'm funny. I'm disgusting.
I mean, I was
I'm a disgusting
like, I was
person.
Listening to it and I was like, oh, this is good. It's natural and everything like that. Also with, we got, my one dude, Abe, like tagged Fighter and the Kid in one of the comments.
I know.
It was like, this is like at Fighter and the Kid, except funny.
Well, I got news
so
for...
So, shots fired.
We're coming
to Brendan
for your spot.
And Callen.
We're coming for your spot. Now, there's a little bit of a thing happening right now. We'll get into it a little bit later, but there's a little bit of an uproar and a shaking of the foundation that is the podcast world. And so Littlefinger in Game of Thrones said it best, and I think it's applicable here, and it is that chaos is a ladder. And right now, there's a bit of chaos happening in the podcast world.
It's absolutely batshit crazy
and
out
there.
And
we're coming for your spot.
We're coming for that spot, Rogan.
They're getting old. Brian just got his eyelids done, something like they're getting old.
He had a handful of fucking peanuts, and he's going to anaphylactic shock.
Somebody got to get that man a, what do you call
it? EpiPen.
EpiPen. Jam him in the, because we're coming for that. We're coming for that spot.
Oh, yeah.
Slots are opening up, and it's kind of, you know, we're in talks with some people. Like I said, the sponsors are beating down the door. But all in all, a lot of positive feedback from that episode. Had a lot of fun doing it. And once again, to toot our own horn, the very first episode, and we were laying it down like that, it's just so impressive. Mm-hmm. Isn't it impressive? Aren't you impressed?
I mean, like, I was more... there was a couple things that I think we definitely needed to work on.
Sure.
For instance, like the speed in which you fucking talk.
It's unbelievable.
It is. I was listening in the truck and I'm like, holy shit, he talks so fast.
Yeah.
But I don't really notice it in our normal, you know, conversations.
Yeah, I feel the same way as well. But when I listened back to it, it was like, remember that rapper from the early 2000s, Twista? Do you remember Twista? Because I was very much... Shout out to everybody who remembers Twista.
Shout out to all four people that remember Twista.
Overnight Celebrity. I think that was Twista and Jamie Foxx. You're welcome, guys.
And for white people, his name was Twister.
Well, no. It was actually spelled with an A. because hip-hop. But yeah, man. I did talk really fast.
That you did.
And as I'm saying that right now, I'm slowing it down. Because I have a tendency to get excited. I've got a lot of passion when it comes to this pursuit. It was a little bit of jest in regards to the sneaker deal and in regards to the action figure deal, but that's the fucking goal. All right, Papa wants a sneaker deal, I want an action figure line, and I want a fucking Bronco. Those are the three things that I want, that's what this is going to produce.
I want that new Bronco
dude,
so bad.
I was sitting at dinner yesterday, and we'll get into that. And I was showing my buddy, because he wanted a 4Runner, Toyota 4Runner, one of the new ones. And they're pretty cool looking, but I showed him the Bronco, and I was like, shut your mouth. Look at this instead. And God damn it, those things are tough. I actually one of the old ones with the top off.
Are they selling them in all white?
I don't know.
You got to figure it's got to be the most popular color.
I wonder
it's
if I have it pulled
to be
up.
The fucking most popular color.
I think so. I think so. Hold on. I might have it pulled up. But yeah, man, how was your week? What's going on in J-Land?
It's pretty good. I mean, I had homework to do for this podcast, like one of which was listen to Call Her Daddy, which I didn't fucking do that. I was... When I heard the interview when she said with a serious, like seriously said, I just want to get back out there and making podcasts for you guys and talking about blowjobs, I was fucking dialed out. Right there, I was like,
yeah,
I was done.
Yeah.
Can't do it anymore.
Hold on, I know this isn't for the viewers, but look at that fucking thing. Dude.
Are you sure that's the new one?
That's not the new one. That's an older one.
No, that's
one,
an old
it's all,
one.
It's a resto, and isn't it fucking sexy?
It's cool.
That's
Jeep life shit right there.
I wish I could show you guys, but I don't fucking care. Yeah, so you had a bit of homework. That's one of the things we wanted to talk about is we wanted to set the crosshairs on Call Her Daddy, a very popular podcast that is being heralded and championed by Barstool. Holla at your boy, Barstool. We'll get into that too.
I just had to tell you something real quick.
What's that?
Because I was nervous for about the entire podcast.
Why?
Because I thought that maybe we weren't recording.
I know,
So on video, I just sent a picture to Matt, and I was like, hey, are we good?
That's what you were doing?
And he's like, yuppie.
Yeah, we could see the levels.
Oh my God.
We could see the levels.
Well, the thing is, I'm seeing like a big thing of pink, and before we did this in GarageBand.
It was a different color. So the different color.
I just want to let everybody know I'm settled in now. Before I was freaking out a little bit, but I'm okay now.
I'm very carefree.
I thought that I would have to somehow try to bribe Dave into staying for a half hour because he's always like, I got somewhere I got to go.
I gotta go, Jay.
I can't stay for shit. And then we wind up fucking up something and something gets lost in the space, and it's just, I got to connect with him during the middle of the week, and it's just a fucking headache.
What you guys don't know about this show. We're all
good. The show is going. We're recording.
Jay and I, we're the talent, but we're also the brains behind the operation, and we're not very bright coming into all this.
God, I am completely lost with this stuff.
Yeah, technologically illiterate. For folks who got to listen to Where I Belong podcast, I ran that off my fucking cell phone and could barely get that done, and now we've decided to up the ante, get all this equipment, and then try to figure out how to build the ship as we go. And it's good.
Like why babies cry, because they're probably frustrated because they can't fucking do
it. That's how it is right now.
That's how I feel like a frustrated baby with some of this shit,
right?
And honestly, what's worse is when somebody knows and then they go like,
they look at you like you're
so you gotta do is this. Dude, you export, you go here, open new file, and I'm like, this isn't fucking easy.
No, it's not. Right before we cut the cameras on, we were
like
crying.
That to remember 12 steps.
No, well, Jess was showing us how to set up the camera. I drew physical representation. I drew pictures,
and that's for the people at home,
and I took screenshots. So it's a shit show, but it's a great sounding shit show.
Perfect. No, we sound good.
All in all, Jay handles the audio side. I handle the video side. You're welcome for that.
We're like Hall & Oates of AV.
Yeah, and we're figuring it out. So what you're seeing is brand new audio and video engineers learning with no training wheels, dicks out, figuring it out. All right,
but
now,
like we were talking about before, the homework.
Yes.
Yes. Also, between like the homework that was given and like today, there's been just more crazy shit that happened. Like with Diaz and Rogan, and now they're on the fucking hot seat.
I know.
So I figure we could start at the beginning here, and then we could work.
Do you want to go straight into that, or do you want to go into the... Because I do want to talk about, really quick, that your boy went out for dinner yesterday for the first time in...
Oh, let me tell you something about that.
Go ahead, yeah.
First, I'm shocked. I was so upset when I saw you fucking post that, dude, because... I told Josh, I was like, look at this motherfucker again posting his personal shit on our fucking page.
I did think about that.
I was so upset when I first saw. I was going to call you and just text you, unbelievable.
And then you saw people respond well to it, right?
That's not it. I figured out, I was having the conversation of what I imagined you and the owner of the fucking Fisherman having the conversation.
Shout out the Portuguese Fisherman in South River.
It is very good.
Dude,
I imagine that it was something along the lines of this. Ready? Hey, what's going on, sir? I'm Dave. I have a podcast. We're actually getting pretty big, pretty local. You might know us. You might have heard of us. My J Dave versus the world. What I'd like to do is do a little cross promotion with you guys. What you can do is we can plug you. You guys can plug us. We'll be on your Facebook. Mm-hmm. You'll be on our Instagram. And take 30% off the bill.
Well,
is that what happened?
That's what should have happened.
What happened? I thought he either comped you, gave you money off.
No, because you noticed he did post it, right?
You worked a deal out.
No, you noticed he did post it, which I thought was cool because anybody that clicks on that,
I got a couple texts like saying, hey, you're on the Fisherman's Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, well, that's nice. We're on the Fisherman's Facebook. Dave is posting his personal shit, and he got half off a meal. And I'm sitting here
half off the meal,
boiling with rage.
Having not been out to a restaurant in X amount of time, watching me live a lavish lifestyle. What actually happened was I decided to post it because we talked about the carnivore diet thing.
Yep.
And I thought it was the first time I've broken the carnivore diet in almost a month. And I decided, so it was relevant. I decided it was relevant. But also, I knew that we were going to talk about it because I hadn't been to a restaurant in, I don't even know. Probably,
yeah.
I went to Miller's Ale House when I first came back from Vegas. So that was back in January or February. And so I thought it was kind of a big deal. I knew it was topical because the virus is a big fucking thing. People are just starting to go out to eat again. Yeah. So that's
your personal life, very topical.
It was an well, that's the other thing too, right? Is like, we are slacking in regards to like content for the page. We are the page, you and I. So that our life is
the
content.
I mean, we're the brand.
So anything that happens that's worth shooting, even if like, let's say you do anything that's worth talking about on the show, it's probably worth posting about. You know, so if I'm going to come over here and I'm going to say, I went to the Portuguese Fisherman and I was outdoor dining and it was beautiful. It was beautiful, by the way. Uh-huh. Nice white tent. We're out in the parking lot. The weather was fucking great. It dropped by like 10 degrees, so it's like, you know, it's low 70s. And I got this big fucking beautiful paella. Seafood paella, dude. Oh my god. It warms my soul right now just thinking about that seafood paella. It was a big, they brought it out in the pot. I posted a picture of the pot, that big cast iron pot.
Yeah, yeah.
And me and my boy split it, and it was, he got a half a lobster, I got a half a lobster.
I thought that was a date night with you and your wife.
No, it was like a Father's Day, pre-Father's Day thing for me and my buddy, because, you know, we're, him and his wife are friends with me and my wife, and they have a little boy.
So
and,
you
and
become, so like, friends by proxy. It's like,
yeah, yeah, that type of thing. And we've been friends for a long time. But, and it was just that, so the girls kind of did this thing for us, and they brought us out, and they knew that we like seafood. I don't buy seafood because I'm the only one that eats
expensive.
It. It's expensive, but I'm the only one that eats it.
Don't lie to the people.
Well, it's expensive. Well, that's not that. Now that's
it's,
not. A,
it's
now that's not
it's
a,
expensive.
No, no,
$13.99 a pound, sir.
That's not a problem.
It's a problem
now,
for you.
I'm just not. No, no, no.
It's not a problem for, I don't know. Let's say a guy like
no.
Like me. But listen, for you,
don't flex on me with your
for
your
you.
Avocado
you gotta tell
money.
Jack that there will be no Christmas.
Not, he's not. No,
if
now
you
look,
get a couple fucking lobsters,
he's
in
gonna
December.
Skip out on dinner for the next couple of days. All right. But the point is, it's really that I'm not selfish.
Okay.
And that I don't want to buy something that nobody else is gonna eat,
sure.
except for myself. Sure. And so, and okay. I always yeah, kind of say that gotta, I say, yeah. you know, oh, I like seafood, but my wife doesn't eat it. My son's probably not into it. I'm not gonna go and buy it. So they had us and they brought us out to this thing. They didn't treat us. I still paid. It was a lot. It was very expensive. It was my half was $100. And so,
my god,
yeah, my half was $100.
I swear to God, if that external hard drive is not here this week, and you're out dropping hundreds of bucks on lobsters, I'm going to choke you the fuck out.
It was the first time I got to
murder you
to a restaurant since fucking February.
Where's our external hard drive,
Dave? Can I live? I haven't ordered it. Can I live? Can I live?
You know what? I'm ready for disappointment. When I ask you something, I almost know it's not going to happen. I'm almost positive. Whatever I tell,
taken back.
Whatever I ask you doesn't happen.
It happens. I do all the things. Look, all right. Don't interrupt my story.
When you came up with that $250 for that microphone, I was floored.
Look, all right.
I thought you were gonna fight me.
Now, Daddy's got money, and it's not a problem. All right. I looked at that external hard drive. Also, I want to get mine in red because
70 bones.
It's a lot. It's weird. It's a lot of money.
You just spent $100 on fucking lobster.
And I
you're talking
no, not
about
a single regret.
$70.
And I also had some two glasses of whiskey. The whiskey's very expensive.
This guy's having fucking two fingers of whiskey, and
let me
we
tell
still
you,
don't have our external hard drive.
He said, "What kind of whiskey do you want?" And I said, "Top shelf. Surprise me." That's what I said to him. I looked him in the eyes. I said, "Top shelf. Surprise me."
And then
I
did it. And then he called Jay.
Twice.
I need your credit card information.
I asked you for a loan. I asked you for a cash app. I asked if you can cash at me $70. And so there's a little bit. I'm in your pocket, is what I'm saying. But thank you for a lovely night. But I had a glass
home.
Of JB. What I thought was very funny was the second one that I got. I should have said fucking bourbon. You keep it American, and you keep it the fuck out of my face.
Well, bourbon is whiskey. The only thing that
makes it
bourbon
America.
Is
yeah,
it's in
America.
No, Kentucky.
Is it no Kentucky bourbon and like
sir?
Oh no, you're right.
We
rye.
Could do this anyway.
No, no, no. You're
you
right. You're right.
Money,
you're right. I'll give you that.
Slaps. We can bet whatever you want.
I don't want to bet in slaps. It seems a little bit.
We can bet whatever you want.
In your favor to
Dude,
bet in slaps.
I had my black belt in booze.
Okay. Okay. Well, your bottle of Jim Beam Maple disagrees with you. Where did you go? You took that away. It's under the table now.
It's downstairs.
And then he brought me Canadian whiskey, which guess what it smelled like?
Canada.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing. It's a synonym. Or they're maple. It smelled like maple syrup, and I laughed. And what was funny
it's
is
from Canada, dude.
My glass of JB was a little, you know, I thought it was a little watered down. My glass of Canadian
you.
Whiskey was
full flavored,
fucking brown. It was totally brown. I said, okay, you guys really skipped me on
big
the old
brown.
So,
brown.
But I had, dude, I had a great, great time. And then I went and I drank heavily.
Okay.
And
nice.
Drank a lot of water.
We should get a company card.
Well, I'm gonna
you
max
should
it
put
out.
It. We'll put it in your name because well, they're definitely not gonna give
not
me
much.
A credit card.
No, they're not gonna give me. I have.
What did we do together?
I have no maybe, credit score.
Maybe like fucking Wonder Twins. We activate together and we have one decent credit score between
well,
us. Because if I'm like a 4.2 and you're 4.2, together that's 8.4.
Well, that's I don't know if that's how that works. Listen,
I'm almost
we'll,
positive.
We'll, let's respond to that Pornhub email about the sponsorship, mm-hmm. and then we'll take it from there.
It's contingent that we get naked and kiss.
That has to happen. I did read that in the fine print. It actually was in bold. bold uppercase lettering. There. It was actually first in sentence, the header.
First sentence of
it
the contract.
It was in the description. It was like, this email from Pornhub. Gotta get naked.
And then I figured out that they didn't want to sponsor us. They wanted us to do gay porn.
I stopped reading. I said, oh, they just want the gay porn. That's no problem at all. I didn't read beyond it. They don't want to sponsor us?
No, that ship sailed. They just want us for gay porn.
Well, that's a shame to hear. But besides that,
I think that's a pretty good segue into Call Her Daddy.
You want to do that?
All right. Thought that was a pretty nice little setup. Pornhub, gay porn, all right,
lobster.
Now we're on it.
$100.
Call Her Daddy.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah,
it's pretty good.
So Call Her Daddy, for the people that don't know, and I actually have it right here. Call Her Daddy is a podcast that was picked up by Barstool Sports. And what's ridiculous, this could be myth, I don't know.
Barstool Sports, holla at your boys.
Holla at your boys, Barstool.
We are not going to negotiate very hard for contracts at all.
We're not. Although,
honestly, you match what I'm getting right now and...
The girls have renegotiated their contract and are now getting 500 big ones per
year. For the girls?
Not mad at them.
Wait, is it just the one girl got her contract? The blonde,
I think the other one.
Or both of them. Because my wife was telling me something about the other one.
There was a dispute.
Her husband or boyfriend was telling her.
Yeah.
Son, she's got to hold out for more money, and these
she
guys
got a boyfriend
are making
from HBO.
I hate to fucking tell you this, other girl. What's her name?
Stupid bit. No, I don't know. What is her name?
What is her name?
I can find
either way. I hate to tell you this, but that's kind of how fucking business works. The company is going to take the lion's share. You're going to get a fraction of what the company makes. So for
you
to go.
Oh, so apparently it's still in the air whether or not it becomes a solo act.
Oh,
no. It's still a possibility.
They're definitely going to do a solo act because you got one person who's going to play ball and the other person who's trying to hold out. This is Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. You know what I'm saying? It's like when Scottie was getting paid shit, and then he like faked that injury, stayed on the sidelines because he was holding out for more money.
Yeah.
And Jordan was getting paid, and then he's telling him like, hey, man, why don't you come out there? Team needs you. Team does need me. Team needs to pay me, though. You know what I'm
saying?
Right,
right. And see, me, I'm nodding. I'm agreeing. I don't know what you're talking about at all, but I'm
you
still going to front. No, I don't know
you
any
didn't
sports.
See the Jordan?
No, actually, I didn't.
The Bulls doc, Last Dance?
I'm interested in it because it sounds cool.
It's
a lot
like
of people
10
are ranting. Oh, I didn't realize it was a docuseries. I thought it was just a one movie.
It's like the Lance thing. The Lance, they did like 3 episodes on.
Yeah.
I've
what
never
was that called?
Known
Aerodynamic?
Shit.
The Lance one?
No, I think it was just called Lance.
One ball.
Lance is one ball.
Lance is one ball.
It was good, dude. Honestly, like, I recommend it. I don't even like fucking biking or Lance Armstrong or cancer. I don't like any of those things.
Yeah, definitely.
But, like, you put all three together and you got a winning documentary.
You do. Suddenly you got a hell of a show on your
got
hands.
Got a great documentary.
That whole Call Her Daddy thing, they basically had that little bit of a dispute. The one girl had a boyfriend from HBO. The HBO boyfriend said, hey, listen, you can make more money if you bail on your fucking contract and all this other shit. I don't know, something of that nature. But all in all, $500,000. They are talking about doing potentially a solo act with Alexandra Cooper, who is one of the Dream Team, one of those two chicks. And apparently she's the brains behind the operation. And whatever she did landed her an extra $500,000. But
let me ask you something. Out of this group right here, which one of us would have took the money and which one of us would have walked off asking for more?
I've never had money, and so I think I would have been very happy.
Yeah.
And I'm also very loyal. I'm a very loyal person. I don't, if you stick it out for me, stick it out for you, and that doesn't,
But you gotta pay me, motherfucker.
Yeah, you gotta pay me. But I mean, even if you gave me, look, Barstool, I'm just putting numbers out there, but like 60, 70,000, I'll sell myself a little short for the first year's contract. And after you realize
show
what,
you what
you've
we
done,
do.
After you realize what you've got.
Pretty light
but
for
listen,
the boys to sign.
You signed the girls. The girls were signed after. And hey, listen, hats off to the girls, okay? If you can get a show and you're talking about choking on dongs, and you're talking about fucking dudes, if you're talking about meeting up with guys on Tinder just so that you can get dinner and then never call them again, hey, do you boo-boo? That's cool, right? I'm not
that
mad at you at all.
So
that's actually
nice
fucking great.
That's kind of nice that you have that ability to do something like that.
Oh, my God. It's
like,
tremendous.
I would love to be just hanging around the house and then, man, I'm kind of fucking hungry. I'm kind of light this week, though. Let me hit the Tinder.
Little Red Lobster?
So
he's going to take you out to Red Lobster?
I don't think anybody's been to a Red Lobster since 1998, but yeah, sure, Red Lobster.
All right.
Lobster it up.
But yeah, if we did have the ability to hit up some dimey dime off of Tinder and have her take me out to a lovely night of, you know, dinner and a movie, whatever. And then I could just go, well, listen, I'll be in touch.
Yeah.
And then I can go and make a podcast about how I told her I'd be in touch, and then I fucking wasn't.
And just
but I enjoyed my
flat.
Meal, and it
I'm
was
not good
great.
At, I'm not good at hurting people's feelings like that.
I listen. Maybe no, yours, I'm not but good at that. Well, yeah, you don't seem to have any qualms about hurting my feelings.
you know,
but, yeah,
I have
other
to break you down
have,
to build myself up.
They set precedence over me. I did listen to an episode, and what I will say is, now look, I'm not fucking down with the whole talking about choking on dongs constantly. Like
it's kind of their platform, man.
You ever meet a fucking dude that, like,
choking
all
his
he
dong?
Talks about is fucking chicks? And it's like...
Yeah. I used to know a dude who was... His whole thing from when he got up in the morning to the end of the day was getting pussy. It was the weirdest thing. This kid, dude, I don't know if I could say his name.
Fucking say his name. No, don't say his name. I think we'll get sued.
No.
He probably listening. We got a lot of large fan base. He's probably listening right now.
He talked like this,
and
he was
getting
real
pussy
weird.
All the
he
time?
Was on like Paxil and Zoloft. Yeah.
All right.
So
he would go, like
he'd be
that.
Like, he'd wake up in the morning and be like, I'm going to hit Craigslist and look for some casual encounters.
How long ago was this? How old was that dude?
Let's see. I was probably about 21, 20. So he had
and
to
he
be
was
like
up.
18,
wow.
19. Yeah, I don't even think he was old enough to drink.
That's
that.
Ballsy.
Yeah, and his whole thing from the second he woke up, try to get high.
Okay.
And then his parents paid for everything
was
else.
Was he a fun guy? Did you like hanging out with him? Was he somebody
nobody
that you really
liked him.
Like, did you wake
nobody
up on a Saturday
him.
Morning with nothing to do and go, I'm going to fucking hit up that dude?
No, we used to hit him up because he would come and bring some money that his parents
That's
gave him.
That's kind of cool.
And dude, we were grown-ass people, and he would like, the sun rose and set on him getting the basement room. Like Zach Morris. Like,
what do you mean?
You know like a cool him. Basement room that
yeah,
you always
yeah,
want to
yeah,
go
yeah.
He was obsessed with getting the basement of his house so he could have a cool basement room.
Okay.
Which, when you were like a kid...
That was the dream.
Dude, my boy David had a basement room, and I was just like, so this is how the other half lives?
Yeah,
when I
yeah, the grass
over,
is greener. This
I'm
is where
like,
the hood
wow,
shit goes down.
You know? And then you go home, and you're like telling your
looking
dad...
Looking at your regular fucking room.
And then I'm telling my dad, like, why don't you fix up the basement? The basement!
Why the fuck you want to go in the basement? It's filled with mildew.
It's
what the
disgusting.
Fuck do you want to go in there for?
And the ceiling is 5 feet high.
That's where the washer and dryer
I'm
is.
I live down here,
I
Dad.
I want to be down. I want some privacy. I want concrete walls. I want mold.
Yeah, but that's...
Mold spores.
So, yeah, so this kid, he woke up every day. Nobody liked him. He was very creepy.
And he was obsessed
weird.
With just getting pussy?
I saw him get stabbed in the head with a knife because he jumped on this dude's hand who – actually, no. My boy, Gabe, he, like, was playing with a knife on the table, right?
Yeah.
And we're all fucking drinking.
Doing the hands.
And yacked
game?
Out. Yeah, he's fucking with a knife. But he's got it, like, going this way, like, north. You know what I'm
okay.
saying? So what he does is this kid, Maciek, that we used to hang out, this crazy drunk Polish kid, goes and reaches for the hand with the knife. He grabs it. Gabe pulls it up really hard. And the kid is right on the back of the neck. Of the kid Gabe, and he gets stabbed in the fucking forehead.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so Maciek dives on it. Gabe pulls, and the kid is right in the back of Gabe's neck, asking for a ride to go get pussy off of some girl he met on Craigslist, and just kadoosh right in the fucking forehead.
Oh my God, how deep did it go?
He cried.
Deep enough, yeah, I'd probably cry. I'd cry right now as a nearly 30. If you stabbed me in the forehead, I'd weep.
I've never seen a grown man cry. He was on the ground like...
That's fucking terrible.
No, grown men shouldn't cry.
I would
like
cry.
That.
If you stabbed me in the
no,
I'd probably cry
no
pretty
way.
Hard.
You would be like...
I'd cry hard enough to cry. Yeah, I'd go silent. I'd go like... And then I'd just fucking
yeah,
run away.
That's how grown men handle their shit. They don't cry
yeah,
like
you just,
4-year-olds.
You keep
you
it
know?
In. Don't express your emotions, okay? And that's what this show, if anything, this show is going to teach you. If you're a man...
Don't cry.
Don't cry. Emotions are not... That's
unless,
not what
unless
we need.
Unless, like, emotional crying is okay.
Yeah, but like
somebody
a single
dies,
tear.
You're allowed to cry. Like
you're allowed to take
Denzel.
A deep breath in and let one single But listen, what I was really saying is, yeah, it's fucking annoying when you know a dude that's all about pussy. And every, I don't really talk with any of my friends about, like, my sexual escapades. It's uncomfortable and weird. I've never done that. And I don't know any dudes that have really done that. And the ones that do...
We used to once in a while.
Once in a while. But somebody who's going off about it all the time is annoying. And with that...
It's definitely a younger man's game.
Yeah, I would say so.
I don't know too many old dudes that talk about the pussy they crush.
So I think it's just as weird to listen to a podcast that's dedicated to talking about the length and girth of each individual penis that you've encountered.
Veiny, triumphant
the
bastards.
The veiny dongs that you've encountered over this past week or whatever, because they do an episode every week, and every week there's a fucking new list of dicks. And, you know, but listen, man, if you can make $500,000 off of that, if you can get Barstool to pick you up after four episodes, like, hey, hats fucking
off
to you.
That's like winning the podcast lottery.
I think it is, but we're going to try to beat that because... We're doing it in three. Barstool, listen, I know you've got slots. I know you got money. This coronavirus thing has decimated the economy. We are recession-proof, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, during this whole thing, we kind of emerged from the ashes of the coronavirus.
Like a phoenix.
Like a phoenix, very much like a phoenix. Strong, girthy, fiery, triumphant.
But instead of... What if they were like, look, we like you guys... We don't like Dave and Jay vs. the World. We want your show to be a spinoff of Call Her Daddy, and your show will be called Call Her Mommy.
Call me Mommy then. Hey, call me Mommy. What are we talking about? Look, if
really?
They renegotiate...
I don't know if I could do it. I think I'd have to
What's a year-long contract?
365 right? days.
But I'm saying, like, what? Even if it was 70, 80 thou for a year, that means I can stop my job. I can start working on all kinds of other side projects and shit. Hey, call me Mommy.
All right.
Call me Mommy. Hey, Barstool.
So you hear it. Barstool.
Call me Mommy.
We're
willing to do it. Episode 3, call us Mommy. All right? That's all I'm saying. That's the campaign. Now, listen, guys, if you're listening to this and you're one of our big supporters who came out and they did all these tremendous things, and there's these five-star reviews, by the way, Barstool. Five-star reviews.
Thank you, everybody.
20-some-odd in one episode, 20-some-odd five-star reviews. If you're one of our supporters out there and you really want to see Dave and Jay do well...
Hit up Barstool.
Hit Barstool
and tell them,
baby.
They don't know a good podcast from their ass and a hole in the ground if they don't fucking sign up. DJVW. That's Dave and Jay versus the World. Let's do it.
Barstool, you made a mistake, right? You lost a little bit of money there. It's not too late to
recoup. You got hooked up with some money-hungry motherfuckers, and now you could have us.
But also still, hats off to the girls, because if you're making that kind of money talking about riding dicks and all that other stuff, and I listened to it, like I said, I don't know if I said, it's not made for me, right? The content's not made for me. It's not made for you. It's made for somebody. Lots of people out there love it.
Some young gals.
They made me fucking laugh. I forgot. Oh, you know what they were talking about? It was like the Tiger King thing. And
everybody got to get one, you know?
Everybody has to. And there's a niche for everybody. Everybody's there's a target group. So there's a bunch of cock hungry whores out there.
And just like that, we lost our
cock
hungry whore demographic.
We lost morbidly obese white bitches and cock hungry whores.
Oh, there we go.
And I'm sure, look, we'll just issue
a
public apology.
That's two markets that we will never be strong in.
We will issue a public apology, Jay. It's that simple nowadays. Look, we'll say a heartfelt I'm sorry, and we'll get that demographic back.
Or we could just do bad friends and just bleep it out at the...
I don't do...
We're just
going to
keep it rolling.
Bleeps.
That's another thing I like about us, is that we just do it.
Yeah, well, that's going to be more work,
No fucking
Jay.
Editing. We just,
do you
like,
want more
we're
work?
We're one shot, one kill kind of guys.
We're
you know?
Barely getting this thing going. There's no fucking way I'm doing any extra editing.
No.
I'm not bleeping anything out. If I say
Even
some
if I
terribly
yeah.
misogynistic, racist shit, hang me out to dry.
No.
Because I can't edit.
Yeah,
I can't edit.
It's really hard. That's the thing. So it's like, do you want to destroy your career or do you want to edit this? I guess it's best if we just stop this career.
On the Libra scale,
right
that's it. Look, you know what I do want to take a moment to address that I didn't get to address?
Crystalia fucking children?
Well, not. We're going to get there, Jay, and you're really putting your foot on the gas.
Sorry.
Speaking of feet.
Sorry.
You ain't got no shoes, Jay. You
Dude,
got
I'm
no fucking shoes
I'm
on.
I'm comf.
You couldn't even be bothered to have sleeves, Jay.
Yeah, I'm comfortable. I'm in my home, okay? This is not just a studio, guys. This is also my residence.
The amount
this
of disrespect.
I,
he lives under this table is his bed. Right now, I can see there's a cot underneath the table. It's where he sleeps. He rents a room.
Stephanie sleeps on top.
Airbnb.
No, this is, you know, I'm comfortable,
yeah,
bro.
I don't think
it's
we've ever said that.
Too.
This is out of your apartment.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've ever said that
this
before.
This is one of the many rooms in my huge house.
It's a mansion. Jay's got mansion money, and he's doing this really for funsies.
No,
he doesn't need
deal,
the money.
1,300 square feet.
I need the money.
Yeah.
Jay doesn't need the money. So just remember, when we set up the Patreon, we'll have two options. One will be for the show. One will be
donate
directly into
Dave's
account.
Or borrow money from Jay.
Everything. I owe him a lot of money. Everything goes right into my account. But I can't believe that you couldn't be bothered to put a fucking t-shirt on, Jay. Yeah. I do like your tank top. And it also looks very new.
Straight up. Shout out to my boys at Sumo, Half Sumo.
You got their fucking artwork up on the walls. It's
company,
really dope.
They're a company that I fuck with. I get like a lot of my shirts and rash guards and stuff like
Shout
that
out
from
to
them.
Them.
They're really good dudes. They get the they process your order very quick.
They're on the fence about sponsoring us. It's crazy.
They're on the ball with their shit is what they are.
Yeah,
and it's good to support local and stuff like that and help out guys. They're a New York-based company, and with everything going on and stuff like that, it's just good to try to help out.
With everything going on.
Speaking of, I get to get a fucking haircut tomorrow
Do
morning.
Do you really?
8 a.m., bro.
Where are you going to the barbershop?
Yeah, they finally open. I'm going to leave my boy Lefty a nice fat little
So what are the rules?
Too.
You have to wear a mask while it happens, right? So they can't
what?
Do...
I didn't know about that.
I'm sure you
I mean, I have a mask to wear.
Yeah, so you can't get your beard done.
I don't get my beard. My beard is done by me, okay? This thing is like fucking... Yeah. This is very important
Nothing's
and
done
special.
To it.
That's what
I
I'm saying.
I did see you brush it.
Well, I brush, and then I'll hit the round here, and then I hit the cheeks.
You've
I
not
got,
done it, and you
I
couldn't be
process.
Bothered to do it. You couldn't be bothered to shape your beard
No,
up.
I got a process.
You couldn't be bothered to wear a t-shirt. You couldn't be bothered to
this
wear
is all
shoes.
Part,
you don't
this
even
is all
have,
part last, of my process.
Last time you had socks on, and they didn't match, and I thought that was ridiculous.
And I thought I might as well just go barefoot.
Are you are
I can't
you
find
more
socks
grounded?
That match.
I don't understand what the.
I well, you know, between like fighting
I got the
and
Reebok
stuff like
Classics
that.
On with the gummy sole, all
yeah,
white.
Yeah, you got white shoes
clean,
like your fucking Joe Namath.
Clean, clean, and you don't even have the second shoes. Half of your pants on.
I know, dude. That's because they, I could high kick in these pants.
You can.
I could
I
fuck
don't...
somebody up in the, this clothing. This is optimal combat clothing for me.
You got those what are those jeans that Rogan wears? Barbell jeans, the stretchy jeans.
Man, fuck Rogan. And on that note,
you heard it here,
Chris D'Elia has been having sex with 16-year-old girls.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Now, there's a lot of people that are very into the comedy community that are watching this show. I want to shout out to all of my friends over at the CCC, the Comedy Content Collective. And
what Jay
has just said is not necessarily something that I completely agree with. But I do want to lay out the facts. And I do have open here... an article from LA Times, and as your brother said, which I thought was a good idea, we will put a link to this article in the description of the YouTube video.
Also, I want to let everybody know it's important to find multiple like
sources. Yeah,
yeah, multiple sources on what you are gonna either say or back up or defend, because it just seems like there's so many like echo chambers and what is that? When you get everything jives with like your view there,
not bias, self confirmation,
confirmation bias.
Confirmation bias. There
That's
we go.
It. Yeah,
there
there's go. A lot of that, you sure. know. So it's good to have multiple sources and stuff like that.
Right,
and
that's
for
future
everywhere.
Reference, because I didn't do
Wait,
that.
Well, I actually
do,
did. I know did that you? I went hard in the paint on Chris D'Elia real
so
quick.
So what did you learn?
This is what I learned, that there was kind of like emails or text messages and stuff like that back and forth. The one girl who blew the whistle on him did say that she was like 20, 21, something like that.
I don't want to say her name, even though it's out there. She was 17 years old, and D'Elia was 36 at the time.
Yeah.
And he was DMing her on Instagram.
And D'Elia's what, 38 right now?
I think he's 40.
So this is 4 years ago. He's still a grown-ass man, and... I don't know how long he's been with his like his wife or his girl or whatever like that. I don't know those particulars. I couldn't like match that timeline up. But I know that if you are a 36-year-old man, you shouldn't be pursuing. If a girl is even saying, because she said she was like 20, 21 or something like that, and then
she said she lied. She told
and
him.
And then she told him she lied and said I'm actually about 2 years younger than that. And he kept the pursuit going.
Yeah.
Instead of going. Okay, you know what? I just don't feel comfortable with this. I don't know actually how old you are. You're not being like completely transparent with me, so I'm just gonna bow out of this and maybe go, you know, fuck somebody a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he was still like more or less like so kind of thing, and also like Whitney Cummings is kind of going at him a little bit. And,
she played the right move. What I actually had
a lot of these people did cover their ass.
A direct quote here from Whitney, and she said, "This pattern of predatory behavior, this abuse of power, is enabled by silence. Now that I'm aware, I won't be silent. Girls should be able to be a fan of a comedian they admire without becoming a sexual target. It's the adult's responsibility to be an adult," which is a pretty stern kind of putting your foot down move, because they're all good friends. I mean, she was a
co-star
on the show Whitney, right?
Yeah.
With him. And that also gets really weird, too, because there's two roles that D'Elia
was
played
a pedophile.
Where he played a pedophile.
Yeah.
And
so
one
either
in the
they
show,
know something's going on and they're keeping it like close to the chest, or
your boy thinks.
Here we go with the conspiracy
your boy
theories.
Thinks
here
Hollywood
we go.
Is filled with fucking pedophiles
it
that
seems...
drink the blood, the adrenalized blood of small
they're,
children.
They're interdimensional,
interdimensional
child molesters.
Child molesters.
Here we go.
Now, but it is a strange coincidence, right, that he should play a pedophile on. And I'm not. There's a distinction to be made between a pedophile and a pedophile. You're picking up what I'm putting down, right?
I also understand that there's levels to this,
right,
too.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
If you're like, let's say you were like 18, 19, 20, even like 21, and you were dating a girl who was like 17,
right,
or like 19, 16, there's 3 years. But when you're a 34-year-old man, you need to be the fucking adult and not even... you
36-year-old
like,
man.
You know what it is? When he was doing something like that with a younger girl, it starts, I think, becoming some sort of like taste. Like you get your type now.
Right.
Your type is like young, like, you know, maybe naive, you know, I don't know, but it starts becoming like a type, because think about it. Like when you're an adult and you were thinking about, when you were single and stuff like that, and you were sleeping with women, or if you were sleeping with like guys or whatever, you kind of start sleeping around like more or less the same style of guy.
Sure. You develop a taste.
And if he's...
What's your type? Yeah,
exactly. And if he's doing this,
And it's not happening in a vacuum.
Come out,
five girls in total.
There's that. He's got a taste.
If you're looking at the numbers,
taste.
They're
for the
not
young girl.
Looking good.
They're gonna cancel him. We live in a cancel culture. And also, they're. I want to stay on topic with Chris, but they're gonna go after him hard. They're gonna try to ruin.
But they're also gonna go after people that are close to him, which is...
Oh, that's why you want to distance yourself from him, like Callan and Brian did, and stuff, or Brendan.
Yeah,
and,
you
Brian
watched
did.
That recent episode. You watched,
dude.
The,
they
the
cried. He was like, so imagine if like one of our friends got popped for something like that, and we were all kind of, excuse me, in the same sphere as far as like what we do, you know.
Sure.
And you knew that this was gonna ruin his marriage. It's gonna ruin his business. It's gonna ruin him. The brand.
I mean,
of
he
Chris
was
D'Elia.
On top. I mean, that last stand up was fucking great. His podcast is.
It was
he
funny.
To me is one of the funniest comedians alive right now. D'Elia
was
my top five. Yeah, 100% got to write you off if all this turns out to be true.
If you're banging
which
kids,
looking,
we can't be friends.
It's
like
true.
Brendan says, if you're a kid fucker, we can't be friends.
It's hard. And now they're doing weird shit. Like they're coming after Joey Diaz for some off color.
He
fucking
said,
ridiculous. What did he say? Do you know what he said?
Okay, it was from like an old like Joe Rogan podcast where he said that he used to have some open micer, you know, who used to start their shows and stuff like that. Some girl like suck his dick all the time and everything. And Joe Rogan was like laughing about it, and they were kind of doing like the guys like, oh, what did you know? And then he's like saying she'd have a mouthful of splooge and I should be shooting open mic stuff. And then, yeah, man. And the thing is.
But what's that? He used to have some chick blow him, and she happened to also be a comic?
An open micer, yeah. And then,
so
like, kind of like, you want to get ahead, you know, give head.
Was that what he was suggesting?
Kind of, yeah. And he would have her open for him. But the thing is, like, instead of, like, this is what I don't understand. When somebody in the room says something that I don't agree with or I don't jive with, I don't give a fuck how friendly we are. I'm going to call you out on that shit and tell you, well, that's pretty goddamn disgusting, you know?
Right.
But all these guys, you know, they all just want to fucking bump fists and
it's hard because you almost don't get Joey Diaz without that kind of behavior, that kind of rhetoric, that type of shit that he says. And that's certainly not the worst thing that Joey Diaz has done. And if you're a fan of Rogan's show, if you're a fan of Diaz, you've heard some pretty ridiculous shit.
Yeah.
And what I thought was interesting was the sudden response of other comedians coming out and speaking to the character of Joey Diaz, and how I don't know that people came out like that for D'Elia.
They're not going to let...
But as soon as they came for
they're
Diaz...
They're not going to talk shit about their one of their own.
Yeah.
You know? And that those are the people that fry these people. Comedians are the ones that go hard in the paint on like...
They're the social commentators.
If this was like Trump or somebody like that, they would have been... It would have been a fire of shit.
Anybody else, and it would have been...
But because it is the people that we give carte blanche to make fun of these people, they're being kind of quiet.
They're literally
about
the social commentators that come to bat when somebody fucks up, and they destroy them in the social sphere. And they all took a vow of silence with the D'Elia thing, but a lot of them came out of the woodwork to defend Joey Diaz, which... I don't know, man. Is it a scumbag move on my behalf where I'm like, I've heard Joey say all types of shit, and that's just the dude that we all agreed to be down with, and now, like, that's the thing? He made some chick blow him, or not made is a strong word, right? He had some chick blow him, she blew him, she sucked on his, and then she went and did some open mic shit, and that's the thing
multiple
we're hanging
times.
Out, and then we're hanging
multiple
Rogan
times,
out to dry, or trying to hang Rogan out to dry for laughing?
That's because they're just... They've been trying to bring Rogan down forever with something.
I thought it would have happened a lot sooner.
It's just, you
want
to see, like, giants fall. It's not. It's kind of like how it is. They want to see, like, you know, it's like Spider-Man. Have you ever seen Spider-Man, the first one, where Green Goblin's talking to him? He says...
They'll love you.
No, he says, you know what people love more than a hero? Is to see a hero fail.
Yeah, yeah.
And honestly, that's the culture. We love building these people up and then... tearing them down.
Which is, you know, one day it's going to come for us, man, because we're going to get huge and we're going to become filthy rich.
Well, I'll tell you how we're not... We could avoid that. Pretty simple. Not fucking kids.
Right. That's probably number one.
That would definitely
be
hard.
That's the top of the list. That's the top of the list.
Not fucking children.
Not fucking children.
Yeah.
And then you and I are both married, so all we got to do is not...
just bang your wife, dude.
Yeah, just...
Have at her.
And that's it. And then try to be funny and try to be decent.
That's it, man.
And keep it going. So let this recording stand as testimony. When you guys try to come for us in the future, we already had that covered. We anticipate.
I saw you guys coming a mile away.
We're playing 5D chess.
We ain't fucking kids.
There's nothing. I've had Instagram and Facebook since I was a kid. My whole life has been out there since I'm 16 years old. Look it up.
Yeah, well, I was actually walking down memory lane with my brother the other day, and we're just kind of talking like, have we done anything so bad?
Yeah, I thought about it.
And then we were thinking about it. We were like, we've done like some fucked up things, but never like that
unforgivable.
You'd get
things
fucked
to,
up in prison for.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Like, if you went back and talked to any
pushing
of the girls
up on a girl
that
yeah.
I had encounters with, they would be like, "Yeah, Dave was like, all right, he's
terrible
okay,
in bed."
They might say I'm an asshole. No, I was really kind of maybe cheap. That could be a thing. I was never really. I dated girls that I don't think I should have dated. That maybe should have been just like one night stands. We both would have been okay with that, but I felt guilty about that idea, and then would try to pursue a relationship
you
out of
what?
That. And then building relationships out of that isn't always a good move.
You know what? I love being in love.
Love.
I was a relationship
love.
Guy. I just love being
yeah,
in love.
Yeah, I was in some long
told my wife I loved her in like 3 weeks.
Well,
and you know what? I still do.
Fucking meant it.
Still do.
Meant it. Yeah, but that's what we were saying before, is that, you know, the podcast world is kind of getting shaken up right now, and I think a lot of these guys
hey,
are
guys,
gonna withstand
there's a slot
it.
Open.
That is really the
and
point.
That's when we're going to knife in
and
there.
That's when people have to decide. People like Barstool Sports, people like Pornhub who are trying to sponsor us. You have to decide, is it... You strike when the iron's hot, right?
Absolutely.
The iron's hot right now. Even though the iron was just presented, this is episode number 2, it's hot, it's glowing. You got to strike fast. Somebody's going to scoop us up. And listen, you know, you might want it to be you. You know, so if you're listening out there and you're on the fence, just know that when Barstool comes knocking, we're going to say yes. But if you slide in before they show up with that, and guys, it's episode 2. You got one more episode.
I feel like we've been doing this forever.
It does. It feels...
I feel very comfortable
in
doing this with you. I'm glad that I get to do this with you, you know?
Yeah, it's nice.
Because it's like... people, like, you know, they DM me and they message me. They're like, oh, that's awesome. You get to, like, have a podcast with your best friend. And I was like,
so...
he's not even top 5, actually.
Well, cut the camera. Somebody cut the camera. Somebody cut that camera off right fucking... Look,
Where do I fall on your best friends list?
Pretty high.
No.
I keep a small circle. That's why.
Oh.
I keep a very small circle.
So
I'm not a very personable person. You know, I'm not a very social person. Yeah. So, like, even though you see me here and I'm a silly goose and I'm talking,
you really are.
If you try to talk to me in real life, I'll most likely try to cut that short.
See, so we're like kids right now where you're like, you're telling your friend at school, you're like my seventh best friend in
the
whole
world.
You'd
make it into my top.
Like,
my
I love my mother, my dad, my dog, my brother, my sister, and you're like six.
What
I,
was it?
I love you like six.
Remember MySpace top five, top six? You had a.
Oh, I
you'd
remember
make
that.
It, you'd
it,
make the cut.
It was 10. Yeah, you'd be in top 10.
Well, they
10.
Expanded it.
Top 10. You'd
you
be
might,
like eight,
you, might you might have made the
seven,
cut
eight.
When it was, before they expanded it, when it was still
oh,
a top
shit.
Four.
You know what it is. Now we're in this relationship
you
where you love
four.
Me more than I love you.
That's all right. That's how all my relationships are. My mom, my
that's literally,
my mom,
that's
my wife,
it.
My kid. Yeah, that's
it.
How it was.
I love you more than you love me.
Yeah, man. But I don't know. I think D'Elia's probably going to get hung out to dry.
For sure. They're going
to
go
but
after
I do
him
think
hard.
there is a difference between what D'Elia seems to have done versus what I characterize as a pedophile, which is like somebody who's taking advantage of
children. Like 7-year old. You're talking like West Memphis three kind
of. You know, because some of these girls, the youngest one was 16, 17. Now, the thing is, depending on what state you're in,
that's the age of consent.
You're okay. So, if anything, D'Elia is kind of being fucking creepy.
It's.
I don't think it's fair to call him a pedophile.
But there's no gray area with that, with the law. That's the thing.
With the law,
it's either
but socially
you are
speaking,
or you aren't.
Socially speaking,
she's
I
not
think.
18. You can't. So, you being a grown man who, like, does well with women, you thought that this was a good
that
idea?
That is a weird thing. To seek these girls out. When you're out there and you're killing it and you can get with, you know, whatever, any chick you want, and you seem to be targeting these girls who, like, if you look at them, you're going to go, I don't know how old you are.
I'm not feeling comfortable with this.
That is yeah. a little bit. But I had a buddy growing up. He was 19. His girlfriend was about to turn 17.
Yeah.
And the parents,
there's a problem.
They had a disagreement one day because he wouldn't, they were fucking alcoholics. They needed a ride home from the bar and they had two mountain bikes. And they told my buddy to put their fucking mountain bikes in his car. And he said, hey guys, I'm sorry. I can't fit two mountain bikes and you drunk assholes in my vehicle. They called the cops and accused him of pedophilia. And he got in trouble. And
looking
he
back
it.
On it, he probably just should have tried
he
to get those
got
bikes,
those bikes
the
on there. He definitely should have. Actually, that night was crazy because we went to their fucking house. They invited us inside. They held us in there at knife point.
Tom Segura just drives by. Bikes!
Dude, that night was super wild. But my buddy got wrapped up in that. And yeah, by law, I believe he had to register.
Yeah. No, you got to register for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So there is a difference there. And
I guess there's some gray area
there. There is some gray area because it's not the same thing. And I don't think D'Elia.
I think it's statutory rape is what it's called.
Yeah. So I think it's scummy and I think it's creepy.
I think that's what it is. If it's over like a certain age, it's called like statutory rape or something
but,
like that.
But as you go down closer and closer to childhood, it gets closer and closer to pure evil. D'Elia's not. On
pure
that
evil?
Scale.
No,
dude, he's just like a little corrupted, a little creepy.
No, what he did was, if this
and
was all
wrong.
Found out to be true, it's extremely fucked up what he did.
Everybody
got to be completely informed on this before you also burn the guy.
Well, that's the
it
thing that really upsets
good.
Me.
That's
I don't
sure.
like the fucking trial by social media. I don't
oh,
like
Oh, yeah, it's
the,
mob mentality
yeah,
right
the
now.
Guilty, yeah. Assumed guilty before anything. It used to be, you know, innocent until proven guilty. Now it's entirely reversed.
You're guilty until proven innocent. You got to prove your innocence.
Because I read in this article that, you know, for example, he reached out to one girl on Snapchat or something, and he asked for her Instagram username. And as soon as he got that, he went completely radio silent on her. And she thinks it's because one of her most recent pictures was her holding up the 16th birthday sign.
Graduation.
And so he saw that,
and
he was just like, whoop, and he got out of there. So I don't know, but I think the most important takeaway, everything that we've said is relatively speculation. I mean, outside of what is in the public sphere, though, I'm reading it on LA Times, I'm reading it in all these different articles. That's all public knowledge, but still speculation until there's a court case. I don't like the trial by social media. I really don't like that. I think that's fucked up. I think this cancel culture thing is fucked up. If the man's guilty, then he'll get hung out to dry through the process that we all should be put through. I don't agree with the... I mean, everybody's going to speculate. Everybody's going to have ideas and their own fucking hot take on the topic, but the way it's... And you can't stop it,
unfortunately,
right?
that this is the world we live in, though, dude.
Yeah,
you
it
know,
is.
You know, there's, this is it. You know, this is how it's, this how it is, you know? Like I said, there's got to be some form of radical change that happens or something like this, or it's just going to be a perpetual
People
cycle.
Just need to, like, chill just a little bit.
I don't know, man. Because there's some heavy-hitting, like, crazy shit happening right now. It's funny because Andrew, what's his name? Andrew, he was on Rogan recently. He was talking about,
oh,
like,
Andrew Schultz.
Andrew Schultz. He was talking about, like, you know who we're not canceling right now? Entertainers. And then, like, this shit just happened.
All of a sudden, entertainers.
Crazy,
yeah,
man.
I mean, he's going to get...
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if Spotify doesn't pull their deal with Rogan.
Oh, my
over
God,
this.
No. That would be crazy.
They might do something like that. They
and
might want to get their way, get far away from
Look
him.
Look who came back.
Crawling back.
Look who came crawling
with
back
your
to that old YouTube
and your
titty.
Bald head.
What's that? You want a little drink? Is that
Here's
what you
20
want?
Mil
oh,
for
go
you.
Ahead. Yeah,
little something like.
I don't know. That would be some wild shit if we saw that happen. But it does kind Maybe. Of feel... I was talking to somebody, and they said we might be... in the era of watching, like, our heroes. I mean, to a large degree, they are ours as well, because they're what inspire us to do this. The Fighter and the Kid are a big
yeah.
part of the inspiration for this show.
For Rogan, me, more like when I saw the dynamic of Fighter and the Kid and how
yeah.
me and you interact is much more like that. With the Rogan thing, that I he's not I not the biggest not the
I,
biggest
I,
Rogan
I personally
guy.
Am. I've been listening to him since... I'm damn near 21, 20 or 21.
Well, for me, I saw the Fighter and the Kid and the dynamic that they had. That's really more or less what I wanted and how I wanted our show to be based. Even like the people in their comments and stuff like that, they're getting more of like a Fighter and the Kid feel, which I'm okay. They're successful
no, I'm not mad
dudes.
At that.
They're funny, and I'm completely all right with that.
Yeah, well, that's why I actually would... not be happy to see Brendan and Brian. Not that I'm happy to see anybody get wrapped up in this, but I would be most disheartened to see them get wrapped up in it, because I do enjoy them
sure.
a lot, and it would suck because, you know, Brian just got his eyelids done, and,
you
and
know
he
what?
Just got a divorce, and he just lost his show,
you
and there's a slot that's opening up, is what I'm saying. We're watching
Do you know
Rome
what's crazier?
Fall.
You know what's crazier than D'Elia getting caught, or Rogan, or Joey Diaz? The
what's
fact that?
That
we've went... 56 minutes and 12 seconds and have not told one shit story yet. I am really, really proud
okay,
of us.
Real quick, I do want to talk about that real quick because...
Here we go. Got a lot of feedback from the shit stories.
I did. People like the shit stories, and you thought people wouldn't like the shit stories.
I thought
but
everybody
it's a commonality
was going to fast
between everybody.
Forward.
Now, one day, while I was doing this carnivore diet thing, which I did break for this delicious seafood paella, shout out once again... the Portuguese fisherman, Jesus Christ. But
don't you mention them in front of me.
I had stopped to get some McDonald's. I'm with my kid. We're going to the park. I just bought him some Nerf guns. And I had to do the carnivore thing. So I got 3 double cheeseburgers with no buns. And then I realized, fuck, I'm eating the pickle. Whatever. So I eat these things real quick. Now, they're really, really greasy. And the way they... They're like the Jamaican bobsled team. They luged straight through my system.
It goes from mouth to chest to stomach to asshole.
Just like, I mean, so quickly, it was fucking crazy. So me and my
like
kid...
Like a fucking bobsled
We're
team.
In the park. They're just luging. And we've got these Nerf guns. And it's probably not a good looking scene because I'm fucking rolling.
You're eating lobster.
And I'm blasting
you're taking
him
your
in
son
the face.
To McDonald's.
He's hungry. Gonna be hungry for the next few days because that put a dent in daddy's wallet.
It's Mickey D's for the boys.
And we're playing these Nerf guns. We're rolling around. We're boom, boom, boom. All of a sudden, I lock up.
And here we go.
And I'm clenching these cheeks. And I look over because I'm in a park. And I can see there's a bathroom, but it's far.
Ooh, I heard they closed all the bathrooms because of Corona.
And now I couldn't risk that. Right now I could see the bathroom.
So I see a tree.
But it didn't matter. So we're in the middle of having a good time. I stand up straight and I lock my ass cheeks together and I go, "Let's go. We got to go." And my kid's like, "But why?" I'm having it. I'm like, "Fucking no." And we start going to the thing, and it's a short walk to the car, and I know that I'm not going to make it to the bathroom that I can see. I can see this bathroom, but I know
you've been in enough of these situations where I'm almost. This I'm is my sample sure size. You're is confident. Large enough.
Yeah, I have the.
When you're about ready to blow, yeah, like Krakatoa.
This is an educated decision that I'm making. I know from the sample size and events past that I'm not going
to
make
it's about to go down. Yeah,
and so I waddle up to the car. I grab my kids. Every once in a while, I have to stop though. Because the movement is to, so I stop and he's trying to go and I'm like, nah, and I stop and I hold in his hand and I'm just trying to fucking send it back from where it came. You know when it's knocking at the door
you and suck you, it back in.
You get and you want to just nah, send it right back upwards.
Yeah. So, I've done the suck back.
You gotta suck it back in. So
it's fucking gross.
Yeah, it is, but right back up in there.
Basically, just shit inside of your body.
Just enough. Yeah, you're just sucking the shit right back, and it's just enough so I can make it a little further to the parking lot. And I'm going, and I stop and I suck it back in, and I'm going again, and I open the back door and I throw my kid in the back and I slam the door and he goes, "Dad, I'm not buckled," and I go, "Don't worry. We're not going anywhere." And I go over and I open the passenger side door and then I open the rear passenger side door and then I sit down with my upper ass perched on the edge of the, you know, where you would step into the car and I, and my kid peeks over and I just go, and I.
And just a look of embarrassment
I shit in the parking lot.
Dude. You got to get a handle on that.
It's not over
And let
yet.
Me tell you how you can. By visiting Depends.com.
Depends.com.
Using promo code.
Hey.
DJVW for 30% off of your next Depends order.
Are you tired of soiling your MeUndies?
Here we go.
This show is also brought to you by MeUndies. MeUndies and Depends are doing a fantastic collab. They're taking your favorite underwear and they're combining
stuffing them with Depends.
With your favorite man diaper. No longer do you have to sit through the embarrassment of sloshy dookie in your truck.
You could visit MeUndies and use promo code.
Depends. Depends DJ on DJVW.
That's it.
So yeah, so that's one day. McDonald's hooked me up with a lot of napkins, did my business, all nice good, enough. Right?
Three packets of fucking ketchup, but they'll give you 50 napkins. Yeah,
but napkins. They gave me a... I always keep extra napkins in the glove box for just such an event. And so then we drive to the park bathroom, which was open. I was able to deposit the rest of my load in the bathroom there, which is always good because I had this little kid and I'm in a handicap stall, so it's real big. And I bring him in there with me and I go, "Don't look at me!" And then I pull my ass out. So, I make him face the corner.
So there was more to the car shitting story? That was only a... part of the shit
it's
story that you
not
told
over
you should have like you
it's
know what I
still not over
you gotta be kidding me
so I finish round two and then I was waiting the entire time to go to my boy's house and he's at work and he's not going to be home yet and I say, "Hey man, you're going to be out soon. I'm just going to go for a walk around your complex." He lives in an apartment where there's nice little paths and stuff, and it's a little wooded area. And it's cute. So I go, "I'm going to walk around with my kid there. We're going to play some Nerf guns there." So we're walking around. And pretty aimlessly at first.
Wait a second. This is all on the same day?
This is the same day. This is within the same 2 hours.
Dave, I'm telling you this as your friend. Have some fucking carbs, stop shitting your pants, and do some fucking push-ups to lose weight. Instead of soiling yourself three times a day
look, man,
for 12 vanity pounds.
Look, Jay-Z said there's a million ways to get it and to choose wisely, and I'm trying them out. Okay, I'm trying out
just such
the different
a hard
ways.
Road.
So we're walking, and at first aimlessly, but very quickly, I realize there has to be a destination because it's a knocking. It's a knocking, and it's buckling my knees.
I'd have been scared.
And I was very scared.
I'd have been scared doing it that many times in one day. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like,
it was terrifying. It wasn't good at all.
I'm losing control of my bowels.
So I'm walking, and I'm in an apartment complex, and I'm going, I've got to get to the darkest corner of this apartment complex. I've got to find wherever the shadiest spot is. So I see in the distance there's a large construction dumpster, and that dumpster has a fence around it, a wooden fence. So there's plenty, and there's shade over the top with the trees overhanging. It's a shit oasis. I know exactly. It's beautiful. So I'm walking. People are out there with their kids. I'm smiling. I'm waving. I'm dragging my child along. Pleasant surprise is as I close in on my newfound shit oasis, here's a $20 bill.
Oh.
Here's another $20 bill.
There's a silver lining to this shit story.
Here's a third $20 bill. And here is even a I found $80, bro.
You know what? Honestly, I bet there's a couple people out there. If I told them, I'll give you $80 to shit your pants.
Well, I didn't shit my pants. What ended up happening is I
made it to the toilet.
Went ahead, I folded up that $8, slid it in my pocket, and I said, "Turn around, boy." And then I put my back up against that dumpster and my feet up against the fence, and I hovered in the air. There was a large puddle beneath me. I shot Hershey squirts straight into that puddle. Had a little bit more McDonald's napkins and wiped out myself. And but
how many napkins did McDonald's give you? Three shits worth.
Shout out to McDonald's. This show is bought.
Three shits worth.
They gave a lot of napkins. A lot of those brown napkins. And what I gotta say is, when you go and you get toilet paper and you get that really fluffy Charmin shit. Yeah, I'm not a fan. No, dude. I'm not a fan of
that
wiping my ass.
That shit'll clog up your toilet, though.
I want scratchy. I want to be able to scrape. You get what I'm saying?
It's
too soft.
No, I don't. I use baby wipes. Well, yeah, I'm a baby wipe gal.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's wipe, then baby wipe, then another wipe.
I go immediately into baby wipe.
That's a messy situation,
no,
Jay.
No, I take mostly ghost shits.
Really?
Yeah, I eat a lot of protein.
All I eat is protein, Jay. And I'm having the
shits.
That's
true.
I'm having the shits, Jay.
Yeah,
all right?
No, mine look more like goat shit, and
I'll
yours
tell you what.
Looks more like a fucking milkshake that's been left out in the
that
sun.
That is exactly what it's like. It just goes, wheat.
You know, we should have, like, people, like, share
their shit stories.
If you got a funny shit story, you could
DM us.
You could DM us. And
if you don't want to put it out in public.
Tell it live on air.
Absolutely. If you have shit stories, we'll tell them live on air. If you are so inclined, if you leave a ridiculous iTunes review, and it is ridiculous enough, we will read it. One, for example, that I thought was
a little shout
really
out
great.
Coming your way.
A little shout out. Oh, well.
And your phone just went black. Great.
You saw that, right? What's going on?
What service you hooked up with?
I think my phone
T-Mobile?
Just died, even though it had 40-something percent.
Yeah, his phone died. I'm gonna wager that you're affiliated with, like...
At Straight Talk Wireless.
You have Straight Talk Wireless. That's...
Hey,
do you really have that?
That has nothing to do with my phone dying.
Maybe
$50
maybe,
a month.
Maybe,
unlimited everything.
Maybe dial it back on the lobster and get on a fucking...
Why? When I can't afford to pay my bill, nothing happens. I just don't have a phone.
Yeah.
When you can't
and
afford to pay your...
Straight Talk Wireless comes a-knocking.
I'm sweating. I think it's because I ate carbs and other things.
Dude,
shout out to the
don't
Portuguese
shit your pants
fisherman.
In the fucking game room, dude.
Well, now I can't bring it up. Do you have your phone? Because I'd like to say a few thank yous to some of the more supportive people that we've had come out.
That.
Yeah, please, to the iTunes reviews. Like I said, 20, 23, 24 five-star reviews. Tremendous. Here, let me see that real quick. Thank you very much. Absolutely hilarious. Just listened to episode 1 of the new podcast. Big mistake listening to it while studying. Could have told you that. It takes everything away from you. You can't focus on
when you're
things.
Hearing stories of Dave shit his
shit
pants in front
pants.
Of his
that,
children.
That requires 100% of your focus.
Absolutely.
Had me cracking up the whole time. Excited for the next one. Well, you got it, Bubba. It's coming. Let's see. Well, they won't show us all the reviews. Isn't that... Oh, see all. Okay.
There well, ain't that a bitch.
Ain't that a bitch.
You know what I did feel, though? A little bit of pressure for this one because we got to get these fucking people laughing. And I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to try to be funny. I want it to come naturally because the first
That's
one
the only
did
way
so
I come.
Well.
Dan and Jim. Dan and Jim versus the planet is awesome. Thank you very much. I would like to start off by saying that no one asked me to write this review, and that's entirely true. I am choosing to do so by my own free will. This show has got it all. Guys, microphones, and I'm not going to tell you about the secret Easter eggs in every episode. These are also, I mean, these are big facts. We do have guys, we do have microphones, and there are Easter eggs. If you
by
find
eggs,
them,
we mean... Shitting your pants stories.
Shitting your pants stories. If you should find the secret Easter eggs, you can DM us and we'll let you know if you're right. You're going to have to find out on your... My wife caught me listening to the show and now we're in couples therapy. A must lesson. Thank you... Or must listen, rather. Thank you, Peter Travers of the Rolling Stone.
Amazing. Peter Travers.
Shout out Peter Travers. Reach out to Rolling Stone for us and
they
get
told
a little
us
deal
to go fuck ourselves.
They did tell us to, but if you, being an inside guy, could put in a good word for us.
They
but man,
said, oh, Dave and Jay versus the world. Never heard of her.
No, never heard of her. I think it said Dan and Jim versus the planet. Now that was close.
Pretty
that was close.
Accurate.
And we gotta tighten that up. But thank you, Peter. Listen, man, a lot of you guys did come out though. A lot of you guys showed us a lot of love and support. A lot
we
of people
appreciate it, guys. Thank you very
sent
much.
Sent it to their stories. I mean, yep. The amount of people that were reposting the shit was awesome. Oh, also shout out to Nathan Harris of Drawn from the Mind for the artwork. Shout out
thank
to
you very much, Nate.
Trevin of Frame of Mind Art for that dope ass artwork.
God bless you, Trevin.
Did we have other artwork? Or
yeah, actually, we got some pretty cool stuff coming. Got some stickers coming at you guys. We're
right.
Gonna maybe think about doing a T-shirt in the next couple weeks with one of the new graphics that we're gonna get from, I believe, Trevin.
Yeah.
So we're working on that, and we're gonna put a couple more things out. And between now and then, we're gonna put out a bunch more funny content for you guys, and try to have you guys get through your workday a little bit easier, making you laugh, you know, and having some fun. And let me shave an hour of that day off.
Yeah, and we're also gonna work on a couple little side projects. See if we can bring you something cool. I don't want to say yet in case it doesn't pan out the way we'd like, but we have some ideas.
It's gay
we
porn.
Bring you. It's a little gay porn. Now we got good camera and we got good audio, so it really should go smooth.
The
but
lighting,
you never know.
Much better this time.
Yeah, it's the lighting was we kind of had an issue with it last time. Couldn't see. There was a lot of dark, shady spots. But
we're working on it.
All
it's a work
all,
in progress.
Man,
we'll get it.
I'm really happy with the way the show is turning out. I mean, this is only episode 2. I feel like we got a lot of momentum. I feel like people are really enjoying it. If you guys are enjoying it, you gotta let us know, because we're needy people. Jay and I.
Oh my God,
we
don't
need
even know
approval.
You
we
don't
need
know.
The approval of strangers, especially strangers.
Yeah, when I get a good review and just a fucking positive thing said my way, I'm just it gets me aroused.
All we call each other 3 times a day
yep.
and go, dude.
Yep.
Fucking reviews, dude. Somebody said they liked it, dude. Somebody gave us good feedback, and it really does. It just jazzes us. It makes us excited.
Yeah, we really appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much. Keep doing it. Keep listening.
If you do
keep
like
the love
it,
strong.
Drop a review. Hit the like button. Subscribe. I know it's. I don't like that fucking like and subscribe, but also, yeah, that's our bread and butter. If you fucking like the show, share it. Tell a friend about it. You know, subscribe. Leave a review. The feedback. If there's things that you like about it, let us know. Drop a comment.
If there's things you don't like about it, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. I was going to say let us know, like a comment. We can't handle any negative feedback. We really can't. We're very, very...
My ego is very sensitive.
Very fragile. So if you have anything bad to say, you know, keep it to yourself. But if you got anything good to say, come out of the woodwork and say it, because it's really going to make us feel good.
We've been telling them to like and subscribe for the last 20 minutes. I think they got a pretty good hold of that.
But
so.
If you don't, you probably should also like and subscribe. Okay, just like and subscribe. But I think, is that it? You think
I
that's
think
it?
That's it, yeah.
All right, guys. So
do you
want to
go
on...
out scatting?
Oh, wait. Yeah, we can scat.
Scat. Bye.